Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode.
6 points any agency marketing plan should cover. If you're starting from scratch, it's not always clear what should be in your agency's marketing plan. But if you consider these six linchpins, you'll be setting up your agency for the best possible chance of quality inbound new business. Number one are news releases. Agency hands are familiar with the concept that on average, it takes approximately 5 to 10 touch points to close a sale from client briefs. And one of the easiest wins is letting your prospects know what you've been up to, so they've evidence that you've successfully completed similar projects to other businesses. But all too often we're exhausted at the end of the project, which often has been months, if not years in the studio. You might never want to hear the brand's name again by the time it launches, but you must take advantage of this milestone to announce the news. You might not be overly proud of the project by the end. It might not be representative of the work you'd like to output, manipulated by various forces into something that doesn't even resemble the concept stage by the time it hits the shelf. But it's still evidence that your studio is in demand and that you can work with clients through to a completion. You don't even have to release the news to the media if you don't think it warrants it, but get it on the website and into your newsletter. Number two, keeping in touch. If you've read anything else from Caffeine, you'll know I'm passionate about growing existing new business when possible. You've heard it said 100 times, but it really is true. It's the lowest hanging fruit you're likely to come across, and keeping in touch with those clients with relevant, interesting information and opinion is one small step to keep in front of their mind. Ensuring that you're covering off GDPR regulations, make sure you check it out on Google. Gather all of your contacts in one place, I use MailChimp, which is a cheap option, and send them a consistent email update. It doesn't need to be weekly or even monthly, but pick a frequency and stick to it. Some points to include might be a recent launch, a thought piece you've penned that you're proud of, a question or survey that they can respond to, an event you're hosting or an event you're speaking at, or something that you think they'll enjoy that you have no association with, HR or people news that impacts their business, not just random stuff that's happening internally, agency news they might be interested in, i.e. a location move, or anything else that adds value and is likely to positively impact the way they think about you. Number three, thought leadership. What a phrase. It strikes fear of committing to an opinion and induces a procrastination in MS Word that would do a final year dissertation student proud. But it's so much easier if you make a note of the interesting questions your clients are asking you, as and when you hear them. The more often you hear a question, the more likely your response is likely to appeal to a wider audience. That way, when you're asked to contribute to an opinion piece, a publication, or you need something for the newsletter, or as an intelligent opening gambit to grab a new client's attention, you've already forewarned, forearmed with topics that will make them read on. Well, I'm not convinced that marketing directors do want to hear the opinions of their agency CEOs, but there is no denying that it, one, can differentiate your agency from the crowd. Number two, get you valuable media inches in print or online. Number three, open your agency name up to a much wider audience. Number four, enable speaking opportunities. And number five, get more expert opinion requests, which in turn leads to more column inches and more awareness of your agency. Marketing strategy point number four are events. These come in three main forms that I think are valuable. For events, I mean podcasts, webinars, in addition to in-person speaking opportunities. Being asked to speak at industry events in front of an audience that is likely to include prospective clients, raising your agency's profile. You don't need to foot the bill or the effort to draw the crowd, which is a big bonus. Hosting events for an audience of existing and prospective clients, this is harder to attract an audience to. You have to foot a larger bill, but you're also in control of a wider scope of factors, which appeals to agencies with a desire to keep tight reins on their appearance. Facilitating an event internally at a client or prospect's offices, this is great and an often underused hybrid. Clients often have an allocation for time and resources to devote to team development. It might mean catering to specific topics that they have to cover, but by building a connection in person on their own turf, your agency is likely to achieve a stronger bond. Number 5, awards. Agency opinions on the value of awards are mixed, but it's impossible to deny the allure of award credentials when a client is choosing between two otherwise similar agencies in a pitch situation. Beyond new business, your award wins also help current clients to feel more secure in their choice of agency. Of the numerous award schemes out there with limited resources, I would always advise focusing on ones that emphasize and reward effectiveness. Proving the return on investment of your work is always a valuable exercise, and it goes a long way to improving your case studies, teams' awareness of the impact of their work after it leaves the studio, and it makes it so much easier to enter any other award, as after completing an effectiveness award entry, you'll have every ounce of pertinent information to hand to effortlessly enter almost any other award. In design, the DBA's Design Effectiveness Awards are your go-to. In advertising, the IPA's Effectiveness Awards are the ticket. And finally, number 6, web visibility. The easiest wins are always those you're in control of, right? Unless you're the person charged with leading the agency website rebuild, in which case it might feel like finding the lost ark would be easier. Regardless of what you put on the other pages, for the love of Google, please include a blog. Why? Because SEO-friendly content is the single most underused tool available to the agency. I've emboldened and underlined that because I think you'll just scan over that sentence and that would be a crying shame. That's a half-day workshop in its own right. Call me to find out more. So beyond that, also consider these other easy wins. Add your business to Google My Business. Ensure you're on any industry indices, for example, the DBA's directory, creative brief, or the drum recommends. And finally, claim your social media pages, even if you don't actively use them. Is this feeling like it's too much to take on internally? Take a look at my website and at caffeine.club and check out to see if I'm taking on any coaching clients at the moment. We can work things down into a really actionable, very tailored list that you need to focus on each week so you don't feel out of control and you feel like you've got somebody that you're accountable to.
Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.